Hi, this is Body Jones, and I'm really excited to bring you another episode of All Things Blogging. In this podcast series, I answer one question per episode about topics ranging from starting a simple blog to building traffic and making money from a website. So whether you're interested in starting a blog or you've already got a blog or website that you're looking to take to the next level, you're in the right place. In this first episode, we're going to start with a kind of a simple question that I've been asked a lot of times, and that is, how do I start a blog for free? Now, if you've set up a free blog in the past year or so, you probably know it's really easy to do. But there's actually a much more important question here that should be asked, and that is, what's the best way to set up a free blog? And that's what we're going to talk about today. So, when answering that question, first let me just talk about the two basic options that you have when you're starting a blog. The first and most common, I would say, is the self-hosted option, and that is where you actually buy a domain name and you actually pay for hosting, and that actually costs money, obviously. The second option is free blogging options, and for both options, there are tons of different things you can, you know, tons of different companies and choices that you could use. The main difference of the free blogging option is that your website is not going to be mysite.com or mysite.org. You're going to have something like mysite.somethingelse.com, where with WordPress, it's mysite.wordpress.com. There are a couple of other small differences, but that's the main one. So whenever people ask me this, I always recommend that they start a blog on WordPress.com, even though there are tons of other options like Blogger or Tumblr or Medium or just an endless number of places you could start one. But the reason I say WordPress.com is because I really just believe WordPress is the best software that you can use for a blog. Not only is it great for blogs, but it's just a really good content management system. You can literally make anything from a blog to a full-blown e-commerce website using WordPress. So even if you're not planning to do anything serious right now, you just want to start a blog for fun, you never know what's going to happen. You know, you might start blogging and you might gain a following, and before you know it, you might have thousands of visitors every day, and then you might have an idea that, hey, I just came up with an idea to sell whatever it is. You know, you might make a product or a course, or you might start selling something else, or selling, you know, become an affiliate. You never know. It's just good to have the option to do that. And with WordPress, you do. WordPress has a really large community of users and developers, and they have tons of themes or templates basically that you can use for free. There are so many what you call plugins that allow you to basically convert WordPress into just about anything, which is just amazing. Let's say you need to add a form on your website where someone can contact you. They need to say, you know, you need to have their name, and then you need to have their address and their phone number and their, say zip code, and maybe you need to have them also be able to put in a little message. So normally with any other website, you would have to hire a developer and have them actually program that for you and make that content for you. With WordPress, there are just, I mean, I would imagine there are probably 100 plugins that can do that, where it would kind of allow you to actually visually build your form with whatever fields that you want and then publish it really easily. And so, I mean, that's just one example of a plugin, and there are just so many plugins like that. So even if you're not planning to buy your own domain right now, if at any point in the future there's any chance that you might want to, WordPress.com is by far the easiest way to transition over to WordPress.org. And obviously, because it's the same software, but when you're talking about a blog or any website, something happens as soon as you publish the first bit of content. You will get Google and other search engines will come and find your site, and they do something that's called indexing it, which means that they kind of record all the words and all the content so that if someone searches in Google or other search engines, that they'll be able to find your content. And this is kind of a big deal. and they basically remember the address of the website that you have and what the content is, and they kind of associate the content with that address. So changing that address is not a great thing to do, because it just takes a long time for Google to understand what's happening and to kind of reassociate the new address with the content. And it just can kind of be a really big mess. And if you don't have full control over that, it really makes it almost impossible to do. So when using WordPress.com, they give you tools that will allow you to move from the free domain over to the new self-hosted domain. So even if you forget about all the awesome features that WordPress has and how easy it is to use and all the other great things about it, just that one reason, the fact that you are able to transfer the free WordPress.com account website over to a paid domain, your own domain that you've purchased, and your own hosting account, that reason alone makes it, to me, really the only choice that you would want to use for a free blog if you're going to start a free blog. Well, that's going to wrap up today's episode. I hope you really enjoyed it. I'm so glad you joined me, and I'm really excited to bringing you more great episodes. If you got a question, please send me an email. That would be great. I'd love to answer it on the podcast. You could just go to parttimepreneur.com/allthingsblogging, and you'll see my contact info there. And I would really love it if you'd rate this podcast, drop a review, and give a rating. That would really help a lot. And if you've got any friends that are interested in blogging or starting a blog, I'd love it if you'd share it with them. So thanks again. And again, this is Body Jones, and thanks for listening.